Good morning. The latest disturbance to bring rain showers to interior New York and New England is now departing east of Cape Cod and rapidly moving out over the open Atlantic. In its wake, high pressure is building in from southern parts of Ontario and the Great Lakes, and clouds are beginning to break up. A northwest breeze has developed and will be gusty today at times between 10 and 20 miles per hour, but that will only help dry things out. It'll bring a bit of cooler air our way as well, and even though we'll go back to full sunshine during the morning and especially this afternoon, high temperatures in a lot of places will be in the 40s to around 50. The mid and lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England will manage to get up into the lower 50s on this Halloween day. During trick-or-treat time this evening, skies will be clear. It'll be comfortably cool in the evening hours with temperatures sliding into the upper 40s. Places across the higher terrain will fall more quickly after dark, back through the 40s and into the 30s, before settling in with clear skies and overnight lows in the upper 20s to around 30 degrees region-wide. This will set us up for a beautiful day tomorrow with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be milder with that high-pressure system in control back into the middle and upper 50s. And with a good amount of sunshine mixed with some clouds on Wednesday and a southerly wind flow developing, high temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Another storm system will head our way, and its scheduled arrival will be during the day on Thursday with a lot of clouds and a good chance at a steady light rain. This will keep temperatures in the middle and upper 50s for highs before cooling it off with a return to sunshine on Friday, a northwest breeze, and highs near 50 again. Right now, it looks like Saturday will be dry, although clouds will be on the increase back to the lower 50s and a few passing showers on Sunday with highs in the upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, much of the Plain States will continue to have much warmer temperatures than usual. Many locations will have highs ranging from 10 to 30 degrees above average through at least midweek. Portions of eastern Texas and Oklahoma, though, will have a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as a storm system slides across the plains. Across the high plains, warm and dry conditions with gusty winds will bring elevated fire danger. Any fire in this region will have the potential to grow rapidly given the gusty winds and low humidity across the area. Meanwhile, most of the southern tier of states will remain dry under high pressure. Tropical moisture and onshore flow, though, off of the Atlantic will aid in producing showers and thunderstorms over parts of southeastern Florida through this afternoon when tropical moisture moves south of the region. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with snow showers and fog, 18 degrees with a northwest wind at 41 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 31, 82% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.13 inches and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Castle Hot Springs, Arizona, to a low of 20 at Willow City, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-50s, Boston, increasing sunshine and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 60 degrees, the low 43. The average temperature, 52. That's 7 degrees above normal. 11 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 2.90 inches, which is 66 hundredths of an inch below normal. And 28.53 inches for the year, which is 4.48 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 13 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 363. That's 96 below normal, and 430 for the season, which is 196 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 54 degrees, the average low, 35, the record high, 73, set in 1946, and the record low, 18, in 1988. Sunrise this morning, 7:29 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:48 p.m., 10 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and breezy today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 20s to around 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder, mid to upper 50s. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday, mild, lower 60s, cloudy, with a good chance of rain Thursday back into the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, breezy, cool Friday, near 50. Sunshine giving way to some clouds Saturday, lower 50s. Showers Saturday night and a passing shower left over Sunday. Otherwise, a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 40s for the second half of the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.